Well, we have some guests joining us here in the studio this morning because it's time for the Top Shot event again here for 2023. Eric Wickman is in with us this morning along with Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren and Atlantic Police Chief Devin Hogue as we talk a little bit about the Top Shot event this year to help to raise some funds to assist some of the programming that's done by our local law enforcement here in the area. Eric, this was your brainchild, and we were talking about this a while ago, but before we got on the air, you said you thought it was maybe about 7 or so years now? It's been a while.
Yeah, we think it's the 7th annual now. It's Darby put a bug in my ear. I'm going to go look. But yeah, we've been doing it several years, and every year it seems like we raise a little bit more money, have better participation. And our original goal was to raise some money for the Police Reserve Children's Fund and have some fun. And we've accomplished both every year. So it's been great.
Sounds like it. It's been well represented. You've had a lot of people that have back year after year, I assume, too? They keep coming back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get repeats. And guys, I thought it was funny in June. I was a little remiss about getting started this year. And people were calling in asking when Top Shot starts. And so we've got it going. And we added an event this year. We have a Top Shot, which is there's three sets of targets to win Top Shot. You can shoot just one if you want. It's $20 for 50 targets on each set. And the final set, the winner of the final set gets a Henry 410 lever action, brand new out of the box. And so got a pretty nice prize for the Top Shot in Cass County. And then we also have a Texas Star competition, which is 10 targets for $10 in 1 minute or less. And we have some prerequisites. You can only shoot a 22 mag, has to be a lever or bolt action. And you're limited to 10 bullets in the gun, of course, and it's a time shoot. So if somebody shoots 10 targets in 59 seconds and somebody shoots 10 targets in 58 seconds, the guy that does it in 58 seconds wins. So, fun event.
Getting more complicated all the time, it sounds like.
Yeah, and the Texas Star is very addictive. We have people shoot it once and they'll shoot it three times. And One guy got kind of mad at me. He said, well, this isn't fair. He said, you know, I hit a target, it didn't fall off, and this and that. And the next thing, I said, you remember when you were a kid and you put a dollar at the carnival and threw baseballs at those dummies? He goes, yeah. I said, same deal. He got to laughing. He said, yeah, you're right. So, but fun stuff.
Yeah, remember the point of the day. The whole point is to raise money for some of the programming. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The prizes, that's something new this year, isn't it?
Yeah, in the past we haven't done that. And I don't know, I just thought it was a way to attract a few more people to shoot. And also, you know, it just, I'm paying for those out of pocket. And so it's not being taken away from the kids. But if we can raise more money by giving a few guns away, so be it. It's better for the reserves fund. And I really like this program. I mean, you know, I told my wife, I said, well, that's my social life, Top Shot. I go out there, I meet people, I make friends. It's good. It's a goodwill activity for the community. And I had this discussion with one of your employees one day. Becky and I were talking, and I said, more people in this county need to think of ways they can create fun events for people to attend because it enriches all of us.
Absolutely.
And so we're contributing to a really great charity, and at the same time, we're all having fun, and we're making new friends, and it's good for everybody.
Yeah, you bet. Sheriff, you guys talk about this a lot. You dog each other in the office. Who's going to do better at something like this?
Oh, we keep it in perspective. There might be a little dogging, but we both go out there with the right frame of mind and just being around family and friends and enjoy the festivities without thinking about, you know, work. So It's fun for us too.
Do a number of your deputies participate?
Yeah, we try to get a sheriff's office team, and the police department gets, and we have a friendly rivalry, I guess. But
are there other departments around that come in for the area?
We send invites. I don't know if any of them have ever got a team, but they'll get invites again this year, and maybe we'll put a little more pressure on them.
Just keep pestering, and you never know.
Yeah.
Very good. Chief, you've got folks that participate here, too. You've got your own team each year.
Yeah, it's usually, you know, some full-timers, some reserves that we put together, and like I said, last year was my first time, so hopefully this year I'm coming back a little dust off and remember how I did it, because I'd never done it before last year, so... maybe our team will be a little better since I've had some practice.
Yeah. Well, I know the reserves do a lot of programming and things for the youth in the community. Is that where a lot of the money goes?
That's absolutely raised? Yep, that's what it goes to. The benefit of it is a lot of donations come in, and you know, they might want it here or they might want it there, and ultimately I don't think most people care. They know we'll do well with it, but this one's great to just say, here you go, use it for the programs where it needs to be. So it doesn't have to go to one thing or another. It might allow us to take 4 more kids shopping. It might allow us to take more kids to the zoo, or you know, bring more along for the camp out, things like that. So it's nice to just have, you know, these larger donations that come in. It's like, here, we know you'll do well with it, so put it where it needs to be.
You mentioned camping, shopping, those types of things, the zoo. Can mm-hmm. you be more specific? What types of things are you doing?
Just in June, we had 15 or 16 kids that went to the zoo with us over in Omaha. That was an all-day event. Basically, we cover everything. Bus ride over, SWTA helps us out, get over and back. Lunch, we haul over there with us. Entry into the zoo, all day there. Just 2 weekends ago was our annual camp out, which we took off last year just from being shorthanded. So it was nice to get back to that. We had a smaller group, which was okay. Sometimes with 20 kids camping, it can get a little hectic when, you know, you met them that afternoon and it's like, all right, cool, let's go spend 3 days together and hope we can keep you in line and hope that we can have it's always a good time. We had a good storm that came through Saturday night, so thankfully we had enough pop-up tents to kind of hang out and weather that through, but other than that, the weather was perfect, and just we cook everything right there on site. You know, go fishing, play games, water balloons. And the goal is to give them an experience that they may not otherwise get, but also give them an experience with law enforcement. And they remember that. They see you they'll see you outside of uniform and remember you and say, hey, I went and did that with you.
Sure.
And, you know, years from now, they'll come up and say something about it.
Sure. And under the police reserves kind of drives some of that programming for you doing that. But Sheriff, when you see things like that, how does that affect the future? How does that, getting in their heads early and being able to interact with these youngsters, it's got to be a benefit down the road.
It's a positive experience with law enforcement. A lot of the kids only see us on their or their parents' worst days. And, you know, maybe somebody's going to jail, maybe not, but it's not a positive experience always. So we're happy. They're the ones doing it. The police department does the hard work of most of it, but I'm happy to be a part of it. So
absolutely. Very good. Well, Eric, you're a part of this obviously too, because you're providing the facilities to be able to do this Top Shot event each year. Tell folks what they need to do, because it's already started.
Yeah, we've already started. Had a couple guys come through shoot. And so until August 4th is the last day for the first 2 sets. And we're going to be open Monday through Thursday 5 until dark, and I say that guardedly. Right now we can shoot till almost 9:30, and in a few weeks we'll be, you know, it'll start slipping back a little bit. But so all they need to do is call the front desk at Wickman Chemical and schedule a time with Crystal, and that number is 712-243-7739. We will go color outside the lines for family events, which I just scheduled, and bachelor parties, things like that. So if you have a weekend event, you know, several people, and you want to bring a group in and shoot, we're happy to accommodate those, but we need some advance notice. But most of the time, you could call in that day and say, is it all right if we come out and shoot tonight? And Crystal will say, well, we have a group at maybe 6 o'clock, but you could come at 7. So we're very accommodating. The Texas Star does not take very long at all to shoot, and it's much easier for a novice-type shooter to come out. Some people are intimidated by shotguns. We take all comers, so if we have inexperienced shooters, we just need to know that in advance, and we'll have somebody there to mentor them through the process, and away they go. So the shotgun trap shoot is 50 shots for $20, which is a bargain. The Texas Star is 10 shots for $10, and it's a time shoot. Both of them are a lot of fun, and the Texas Star, most people want to shoot it 2 or 3 times when they come out. They just really enjoy doing it.
Yeah. So. And you mentioned, too, that if folks, they don't have a lot of experience maybe handling the shotguns, that this is a time maybe for you to get a little experience right out of the gate, maybe get a little instruction and do it in an atmosphere that's not going to be one where anybody's going to be picking on you.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of people ask me to help their son or daughter, husband, wife, whatever, new shooters. It's a good event for them because we kind of have a controlled environment, and we're all about gun safety and how to handle the weapon. But there's somebody really at your elbow as you shoot, helping you hit the target, make sure you're handling the gun safely. And, you know, we're all about safety at these shoots. And so far, no accidents. Nobody's ever been hurt. We never want to go there. So if you're a novice shooter and you want to come out and try something new, and I really encourage the ladies to come out and try the Texas Star, because a lot of gals say, oh, I'd love to do that, but I don't know how to shoot a shotgun. I said, well, I can put you on a Henry lever action rifle, and my sister-in-law's testimony to this, I can't get her to quit. She just, you know, they really enjoy it.
Sure.
So it's fun.
Sure.
So,
well, something a little different for folks if they haven't tried that before. And even if you miss them all, you're raising money for a cause.
Never had anybody miss them all.
Okay, very good.
I had a shooter yesterday, young gal, had never shot a shotgun before. And we told her what to do, and she was a good listener, because the very first shot, she hit a clay pigeon. She handed me the shotgun and said, that's it. That's all I wanted to do. She was so happy. And I said, never going to shoot again? She goes, well, I might. And I said, well, right now you're 100%.
Yeah, batting 1,000 right now. You're good to go. All right. Very good. Well, just make the phone call then.
Yeah, just make the phone call. Give us a call. Schedule it. And like I said, if you've got a bigger shoot, and we were just talking to somebody and they wanted to bring their boys out, and I said, well, give me a call and we'll arrange something on the weekend after family supper or lunch or something, and get you guys out there shooting. So,
okay. 243-7739.
Yes, sir.
Correct. All right. Give them a call and get your team organized and get yourself signed up and help out those youngsters through those police and sheriff's programs here locally. Sheriff, Chief, Eric, thank you so much for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.